يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
Some people may say, I am better than him because I come from a wealthy family. Or I am better than you because I speak such and such language and you don't. Or he is better because he lives in such and such Western country. Ethnicity, wealth, native language, outer appearance, etc., etc., etc. These are examples of factors that some people consider to be the correct criteria for determining who is better than their peers. We find regarding the current war in Ukraine that some Western politicians remarked that the displaced Ukrainian refugees should be offered special treatment in comparison to refugees from other parts of the world, especially the Muslim world, because they are European and white-skinned, and hence, better. However, what is Islam's position regarding excellence? Does a person having less melanin in their skin, for example, result in them being better than those who have higher levels of this skin pigment? Islam, as a religion, established a general principle that all human beings are equal. In other words, they are all equal in their humanity and potential, and it is not these factors that distinguish a person as being better than his peers. So, what then does Islam consider to be the correct criteria? To answer, Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum." Indeed, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the most God-wary among you. In this verse, taqwa, or God-wariness, is considered the main criteria for excellence and being better than others, because a taqi, who is always wary of Allah and beholds Him in his heart, will not carry out a single action except after asking himself this: does this please Allah or not? Such a person will never oppress another. He will always strive to be helpful to others and embody the traits and morals of the Almighty Himself, such as compassion, justice, and forgiveness. For this person to become God-wary, he needs to take the preparatory steps for taqwa, which start with seeking knowledge about who this God is. So, the more he knows about Allah's endless compassion, kindness, infinite might, His continuous innovative creation in all planes of existence, in addition to learning about Allah's punishment, wrath, warnings, day of judgment, His omniscience, and His design for everything. The more he learns about all of this, the more a person's heart hangs in a balance between the state of hope for Allah's mercy and love for Him on the one hand, and a state of fear of Allah's punishment on the other. Hence, he becomes more God-wary or muttaqi and observant of Allah in his heart, and strives to fulfill his divine obligations and stay away from what has been prohibited. It is with this respect that Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Only those of Allah's servants having knowledge fear him." In other words, these people who have this knowledge and spiritual awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if they see Allah with their heart and can feel His pleasure and displeasure towards any action or stance, and therefore they act accordingly. Now, up till here, we see the criteria for excellence according to Islam, though only on a theoretical level. Although you may say that on a practical level in the society, we find people divided into social classes based on wealth, language, ethnicity, culture, profession, education, and even what car they drive. So does Islam just give theoretical advice, or does it try to solve the problem practically as well? To answer, If you contemplate over Shahr Ramadan, you can find it full of practical mechanisms to remove these social prejudices and discrimination. Normally, it is not those who are well off who feel the pain of this prejudice and disadvantage. As a result, Allah has obliged all to fast so that the rich and well off can feel the everyday pain of hunger of the weak members of the society, which serves to encourage them to help the poor throughout the year. During this month, helping and giving is a theme that is legislated both on a recommended level in the form of recommended charity and giving food to a fasting person to break their fast, for instance, and also on an obligatory level through Zakat al-Fitrah and Kafaras, which are obligatory on anyone who breaks their fast unlawfully and must therefore feed 60 poor people. We also find that the poor are not deprived from enjoying their Eid festivities, as the entire Ummah is united and the barriers of economic distinction are removed on the day of Eid through Zakat al-Fitrah, which ensures that the needy and their families are also able to have a happy time. Here, it is important to note the fatwa of His Eminence Ayatollah Sistani, may Allah protect him, which says that the deserving poor people who qualify for Zakat al-Fitrah can spend it in any halal way they want. The deprived are made to feel as being a part of the Ummah, also through the communal rites of worship in which all participate, especially the rites of Eid prayers, which are not restricted to a particular class. From another angle, Islam further strives to give a sense of self-confidence and dignity to the deprived members of the society by bringing them to the same level as the rest of the Muslims, whereby to give and offer iftar to a fasting person is not a privilege that is restricted to the wealthy only. Rather, when some people complain to him that not everybody might have the ability to do so, meaning the needy, the Holy Prophet explained to them that one should attempt to even give a slice of a date or even a drink of water to a fasting person so that they can break their fast. At that, the compassionate Allah practically teaches us that it is not the quantity of an action that matters, rather it is the quality and intention that are important. Based on that, a banquet of iftar by a rich person may in Allah's sight be equal to a few dates offered by a less privileged mu'min. To conclude, Islam is a religion which does not only suffice with theorizing ideas and values, rather it also creates the atmosphere and mechanisms for practically applying and realizing these values. Therefore, in the same way that the Qur'an proclaims that theoretically the best of all people are those who are the most God-wary, in a similar manner, Islam has also created mechanisms and an environment to help one attain God-wariness practically, whereby the month of Ramadan is a prime example in which fasting leads to a person becoming a God-wary, muttaqi person. It is this God-wariness which is the correct criteria for determining who may be better than his peers, and not skin pigmentation or any other such material basis for discrimination, which Islam strives to neutralize, especially during this holy month. May Allah unite all of humanity and inspire harmony and mutual respect in all of our hearts. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.